Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And I'll begin today with one of my favorite quotes that if you're a regular listener, I'm sure you've heard me quote before from a book called Tsin Sin Ming, a sort of a Zen Taoist text. And there's a line in there where the author, one of the patriarchs, said, "You need not seek the truth. Simply cease to cherish opinions." And the first time I heard that I read it actually and heard it in my head, I guess. I had to go back and read it again and again and again because it had the ring of truth. It seemed important, even though I wasn't quite sure why. You do not need to seek the truth. Simply cease to cherish opinions. It reminded me of the old Sherlock Holmes quote from Arthur Conan Doyle, obviously, where he said something to the effect of, when you have eliminated all other possibilities, whatever's left, no matter how unlikely, will be the truth. And there's an element to which, when we want to have a more wonderful life, and I've never met anyone who doesn't want to have a more wonderful life. What people think that wonderful life would look like, what it would include and what it would exclude, varies tremendously. But I can't say that I've ever met somebody who didn't want a more wonderful life. But where we tend to go when we want a more wonderful life is we look for what we could add. What do I need to do to have a wonderful life? What do I need to get? What do I need to have? Who do I need to be? It's a very additive process. But what if a wonderful life is the default? Like truth is the default. What if we do not need to seek a wonderful life? Simply cease to cherish those things that get in the way of it. Then whatever's left, no matter how unlikely, will be our wonderful life, our life filled with wonder. And I sometimes think of it like an archaeological dig. That when they go in, they start with heavy machinery when they have a sense of where an archaeological site is. And they can move huge chunks of earth quite quickly. Because there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of mental crap we accumulate over the years that's quite easy to just see through and get rid of. It's like, well, that's crap. That's garbage. That's not true. That's something that made sense as a kid. Like, there's huge chunks of noise in our head that's quite easy to ignore and move beyond. But then once you start to get down to these underlying civilizations, these underlying truths, this underlying joy and wonder, well, then you have to use shovels and hand picks because you don't want to accidentally damage what's underneath. And then when you get really close, you use little brushes to almost just remove dust that's sitting on top of the artifacts, on top of what was originally there. And so if joy and wonder is our nature, if a wonderful life is the default, then there's not really anything to do to have a wonderful life, in the same way as there's nothing to do to have a nose. You've already got one. You just might not notice it most of the time. But if you ignore everything that isn't a nose, then at some point what you're going to be left with is a nose. And if you ignore everything, if you let go of everything that isn't a wonderful life, you're probably going to wind up with, at the very least, a more wonderful life than you started with because there's less sitting on top of it. there's less in the way. There's a line from the theosopher Sid Banks, who is obviously the man I probably quote most in these podcasts. And he said, "A mind filled with love and understanding can never go wrong." And I would say a mind filled with love and understanding is the source of a wonderful life, because anything in life that is met with love and understanding will be wonderful. It will be extraordinary. We might not think it's good, we might do things to change it, but there's still something about being a part of the aliveness, being a part of creation, being a part of the world, crazy though it may be. That is the source of wonder. And so, a very simple, I guess it's an application of the Sinsen Ming. It's an application of the archaeology metaphor, that having a wonderful life is a mining operation, not a manufacturing operation. We're uncovering something that is already in there, not adding stuff on top and building stuff. Then all we need to do is let go of anything that doesn't feel like love and understanding. And whatever's left, no matter how unlikely, will be the basis of your wonderful life. Have fun. Learn heaps. Happy exploring. And I'll talk with you soon.